Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Monday, May 6th. eVTOL developer Lilium has announced a new partnership with advanced air mobility operator Urban Link that includes the purchase of at least 20 all-electric eVTOL jets. The aircraft will be operated around Florida as Urban Link looks to become the first U.S. airline fully committed to the nascent technology. Lilium is a startup founded in Munich, Germany that has since expanded its footprint of development teams across Europe and the United States. Its current staff sits at 1,000 personnel, including 500 aerospace engineers, who work to continue towards bringing Lilium's unique eVTOL jet design to commercial operation. Last fall, Lilium achieved development certification from the European Aviation Safety Agency, enabling the startup to continue developing, testing, and preparing its eVTOL jets en route towards certification and production before commercial operations. While many airlines have discussed the potential of operating eVTOL aircraft, none have made a definite commitment. Urban Link will be the first airline in the US to integrate eVTOL aircraft into its fleet. Urban Link intends to put the initial 20 eVTOL jets from Lilium into operation around South Florida, offering emissions-free flight routes between Miami, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, and Mackerel Island. Urban Link intends to begin commercial flight services with the Lilium eVTOL jets by late 2026. Tesla launched another round of layoffs this weekend with employees in wide-ranging roles amid broader layoffs over the last 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, Tesla started a significant wave of layoffs. The automaker announced it was laying off about 10% of its workforce. However, the layoffs could be closer to 20% of the workforce once everything is said and done. Workers across several departments, including software services and engineering, have received the dreaded layoff email between Friday and Sunday. Musk and Tesla have given several reasons for the layoffs. Musk first told employees that it was due to Tesla's fast headcount growth over the last few years, resulting in hiring inefficiencies and role duplications. However, he also told investors and employees more recently that it was about restructuring for next phase of growth. The layoffs also come after Tesla had one of its worst financial performances in a while due to lower than expected vehicle deliveries. Elon Musk's number two at Tesla, Tom Zhu, is going back to his responsibilities as VP of China as the CEO isolates himself at the top. Zhu has long been the leader of Tesla's operation in China and led the very successful Gigafactory Shanghai effort. Gigafactory Shanghai quickly became Tesla's best performing manufacturing facility, and to replicate the success in Texas, Musk put Zhu in charge of all Gigafactories back in late 2022. However, Zhu was taking an even bigger role at Tesla as Musk was busy running several other companies and spending more time at Twitter. Zhu was even made in charge of North American sales and became the de facto head of Tesla's automotive business, second in command to Musk at Tesla. In recent months, Musk took over North America sales operations from Zhu. Now Zhu is coming back to China to lead Tesla's operations there. With several rounds of layoffs and executive departures over the last month, it is resulting in Elon Musk isolating himself at the top. The automaker already had a limited official leadership for a company of its size, but even its limited bench was cut by 50% in just a month. Booming investment in solar and battery manufacturing is rapidly becoming a powerful global economic driver, according to the International Energy Agency. Global investments in the manufacturing of clean energy technologies, including solar, wind, batteries, electrolyzers, and heat pumps, rose to $200 billion in 2023, an increase of more than 70% from 2022 that accounted for around 4% of global GDP growth. Spending on solar PV manufacturing more than doubled last year, while investments in battery manufacturing rose by around 60%. As a result, solar PV module manufacturing capacity today is already in line with what it is needed in 2030, based on the IEA's net zero emission scenario. For battery cells, manufacturing capacity is 90% of the way towards meeting net zero demand at the end of this decade. Clean energy manufacturing is still dominated by China, which is currently home to more than 80% of global solar PV module manufacturing capacity. China remains the lowest cost producer of all clean energy technologies. Battery, wind, and solar PV manufacturing facilities are typically 70 to 130% more expensive to build in the US and Europe than in China. However, the vast majority of current production cost gaps for these technologies can be influenced by policy. Novel EV fast charging solution FreeWire has announced plans to close its newer corporate headquarters and lay off virtually all of its employees. FreeWire is able to place DC fast charging solutions without the need for expensive utility buildouts by using batteries to store energy until it's needed. The batteries can be effectively trickle charged with the standard 110 or 220 AC, then dump that charge quickly, enabling a 200 kilowatt DC FC experience for EV drivers at a fraction of the cost of conventional DC infrastructure. It's a clever system, but despite high profile mentions and freshly inked deals with national brands, FreeWire will shutter its primary business in Newark, California this June. FreeWire said the site's closing is expected to impact all of the company's 113 on-site employees. FreeWire's announcement comes just days after Elon Musk sacked the entire supercharger team at Tesla. News that upended the entire EV charging space and seemingly made Electrify America the most important player on the board. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned the Isle of Man electric race. Well, Isle of Man commented that if more teams are able to put competitive electric bikes out into competition, then they may resume the electric races. They cited the slow rate of development of electric motorcycles and a low number of participants are reasons for pausing the electric race. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.